La Bocca della Verità, The Mouth of Truth, can be found inside the portico of the Church of St. Mary in Cosmedin. It was removed from another location and placed here in 1632. The Mouth of Truth is a big ancient round stone with a diameter of around 1.75 meters. It's a man-like face portraying one of several possible pagan gods, probably Oceanus. Or maybe just the head of a faun. As time went by, many legends told that this round stone could have been used to close the passage of an old cloaca, one of the world's earliest sewage systems, or to close a sacred well inside the Temple of Mercury in the Forum Boarium. The well cover inside the temple was used primarily as a pledge table where merchants would testify and guarantee their honesty. This gave origin to the idea that the Mouth of Truth must have been a kind of judge. From the Middle Ages, whoever was thought to be lying would be tested by the Mouth of Truth. It was believed that if one told a lie with one's hand in the mouth of the sculpture, it would be bitten off. Since there was no chance of knowing the truth, it is probable that the judges would decide whether a man was telling the truth or lying. An executioner hidden behind the sculpture would then spare or cut off the man's hand accordingly. The most curious legend about the Mouth of Truth tells about a suspicious husband and clever wife. For a very long time, the mask had been a judge for married couples, and so women, suspected of being unfaithful to their husbands, would be tested through this ritual. All this went on until a wife with a clever idea succeeded in instilling doubts about the sacred justice and deceived the Mouth of Truth. The woman really had a relation with another man, and since everybody seemed to know about it, she thought up a very subtle plan. While being taken to the Mouth of Truth by her husband and some other people in order to verify that she spoke the truth, the woman, having agreed with her lover before, let him embrace her in front of everybody so that her lover would be thought to be a madman. Once facing the mask, just before putting her hand inside, the woman swore that she had never been touched by anybody apart from her husband and apart from the madman they had just seen. And so her hand was spared.
Buon viaggio da audiocittà.it.